Yeah, I copy that. I did something similar like that with my sump pump. So I have a, it's just, I think it's just, it's an AGM battery. It's not a lithium. It's not a lithium battery, but I have a 2,000. It's 4,000 surge, but 2,000 running inverter, pure sine wave inverter on it, and then I have it's like a 30 amp charger on it to replenish the battery. But I just have a small gas generator, like it's only 3,300 watts, and that. The sump pump, if I run it straight off of the, if I'm running the whole house and the sump pump kicks on, the generator will trip. So I needed something to soften it a bit.
Roger that. Down the road, I don't have a shed out there. I might be gifted a little shed. But I might buy a small little generator from Amazon, like $100, $150, just in the wintertime in case I need to charge the battery's a little quicker than the solar panels, and I think that'd be a good investment to have out there, too. Back to you. Expect us to get ice storms this winter for some weird reason. I never went out power since I lived here, but I expect it to happen this coming up because the storms are getting more intense.